Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, October 9th, 2019. Take your country back and fight for your freedom. So the White House is not going to cooperate with the impeachment inquiry in the House of Representatives. It's a strategy that's born out of telling the American people this is a fraud. That's why the White House is doing it. And tactically, it's not really worth their while to send over ambassadors and lawyers and State Department officials into the House of Representatives, because even though the interrogations may be private, the Democrats will leak whatever they want to leak, and the American people will never get the big picture. All right? So there was a guy last week that went in, and we understand, said, look, President Trump didn't order any quid pro quo with Ukraine. Well, that's not what came out. Some other leak came out that made Mr. Trump look bad. So the White House knows this is how the game is played. Nadler and Schiff, and Pelosi, all these people, they're going to leak bad stuff, and the American public's not going to have access to what really happened, so why bother cooperating? That makes perfect sense to me, and I'm putting myself in the White House's position. So the White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, writes, quote, the investigation violates fundamental fairness and constitutionality, mandated due process. All right. And that's something that might have to be litigated. So Nancy Pelosi is now not going to get anything. Schiff's not going to get anything. I think they'll probably have a vote, and the White House wants that vote to show that it's a party thing. So the White House doesn't believe any Republican Congress people are going to vote for impeachment, and they don't. Maybe a few would, though. But if it's only two or three, it doesn't matter. And then they want to say to the American people, this is just like Mueller. It's another fraud like Mueller. And it's making it very hard for us to govern. So all of that's in play. And I told you this, and I firmly believe it. Donald Trump himself believes this impeachment thing is going to lead to his reelection. That's what he believes. He could be wrong if other stuff comes out. But as it stands now, it's pretty weak to impeach a president on a theory that he wanted to dig up dirt on Joe Biden from a foreign nation out of nowhere. That's just what he wanted to do. When we all know, A, Biden did unscrupulous things in Ukraine, and B, as the chief law enforcement officer of the land, Donald Trump has an obligation to find out about corruption. If that's all it is, a theory of, well, you want to hurt a campaign opponent, no. Okay? So I do expect some kind of vote. What is Pelosi going to do? Fold it? She's in a hard spot right now. So we'll see. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. All right, so Elizabeth Warren has overtaken Joe Biden. Two reasons, you know them. Biden has gotten hurt in the Ukraine thing more than Donald Trump at this point. And Bernie Sanders is down for the count. Bernie's gone. okay? I feel bad for Bernie. I mean, I don't agree with anything that he agrees with, other than having a nice house on a lake. I think that's a good move. But Bernie's through. He may show up for the debate next week, but he's done. He's not going to be president. He's not going to campaign hard. You know, he's like he's alive. So Warren takes from him because they're both socialists. And in the Real Clear Politics average, she has now passed Joe Biden. So just as a review of Elizabeth Warren, and I did this on the radio on the O'Reilly update, which I hope you're listening to. We have it posted every night here. More than about 200 stations already, radio stations across the country, and we thank all of them. Anyway, Elizabeth Warren wants to ban fossil fuels. That means that hundreds of thousands of jobs would be lost. Hundreds of thousands would be lost. And I think it's unconstitutional to ban fossil fuels, but she wants to. Millionaire's tax, you already know that. She wants to slap a confiscatory tax on wealthy people and what they have every year. And they already pay tax on their money, and she wants to go in again. Likely unconstitutional as well. Forgiving student debt, and this is a $1 trillion thing. So the government would pay the debt. The taxpayer would pay the debt for all the college students. Make public school college free. Medicare for all, no private health insurance. So you go what the government tells you to do, and you have to pay for it. More in taxes. $32 trillion over 10 years for Medicare for all. $32 trillion. We owe $22 trillion now. Criminal justice reform, no bail, no minimum sentences, no private prisons, legalized marijuana, no ICE, no immigration enforcement, open borders. That's pretty radical. Yet, let's see what the latest is. 27%. Of Democrats support that radical vision. Now, it's not a lot, but if you know anybody who's supporting Elizabeth Warren, I'd love to talk to that. You know, are you kidding me? Do you not understand how the economy would collapse if she ever got power? I mean, collapse, depression time. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Okay, here's a final thought of the day. President Trump gets himself in trouble by acting emotionally. He gets angry, all right? And he doesn't sleep much. He watches TV early morning. He sees stuff that's unfair that he knows is not true. And he tweets. And then the cycle of chaos starts. And then the call to the Ukraine president, as I document in the United States of Trump, was made because Donald Trump is furious about the Obama administration doing unethical things, he believes, in the 2016 campaign. He wants to expose it. And as we talked about earlier, John Durham might. But the president got involved, made the call and said, hey, to the Ukraine president, do me a favor and look into Biden. And now that's what's caused all this impeachment stuff. So emotional decisions, never good, never good. Just the other day, something happened, a confluence of events, and I lost my temper for 30 seconds. I was disappointed with me because it was annoying. You know, it was just a basic, people didn't do what they were supposed to do, and it slapped back on me, and then I, like this. No good. Nothing good comes of losing your temper. Sometimes you have to display anger and emotion to get a point across. I subscribe to that. I don't want everybody to be a autonomous AI robot. But if you're involved in something that's important, if somebody is teeing you off and you love that person, or even just like them, pull back. Think about what you want to do, what your response is. Here's a good tip. When you have to get a point across to another human being, and this goes for President Trump too, write it down. Number one, that'll get the steam of emotion out of you. Just the fact that you're writing it down is a relief. It's a relief, all right? And then you'll see it, and then you can think about it further. You're emotional when you have to deal with somebody in any capacity, and you know you're on that edge. Step back, get a piece of paper, write down what you'd like to say, and then you can either say it or hand that person the written thing. Final thought, see you tomorrow.